Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who takes great delight in hosting Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., which means it gives me great pleasure to be your loyal host and producer. Of course, as we open our song with Gregory Stafford's No One Else, our theme song. And of course, we are going to continue something that I mentioned last week. We're going to go back into our look at our children. You know, we are working to help our children thrive. We can't give up because of the negativity that's out there. We can't give up because of the hard times that are surrounding us. There are good times too. There's a lot of positivity. What we've got to do is tap into that positivity, hold on to it, and empower our children by our own example to do the same. So that said, we've been talking about helping our children who have ADHD thrive and not letting the ADHD take control, but rather teaching our children how to deal with the ADHD, of course, attention deficit with hyperactivity disorder, helping our children who have that ADHD thrive anyway. And so one of the things I've been doing in encouraging us to help our children thrive is I have been spotlighting some children from various backgrounds, just so that we can see just how talented, how gifted, how inspiring, I guess I should say how inspired, and as a result, how inspiring our children can be, whether they have any special challenges or not. I want to repeat what I've said before. The children I'm highlighting may not have any kinds of special challenges like ADHD, but they do have some special gifts. They've accomplished some great things, and I want us to be inspired by them. And so as we hear them express their talents, as we hear them talk to us, I want us to be thinking about what we may have already noticed, just even if only on a subconscious level, about our own children, about some special things that we've seen in them that we saw, we heard, but may not have spent a whole lot of time really, really considering. Let's go back into our memory banks. Think about what we saw, what we heard. Let's seriously consider it now and begin to ask the question, is there some promise there with regards to what I saw or am seeing, what I heard or am hearing? Maybe your child picked up an instrument that belongs to an older sibling and did something that really caught your attention just for a moment, maybe. And then you just kind of went on with the busyness of your day, didn't really give it much thought. Let's rethink how we respond to some of those special moments that involve our children. All right. Now, one of the things that we talked about, we listened to last week, we talked about the fact that there was this boy who was 6 years old at the time of the start of this, developed a cookie company. An entrepreneur at the age of 6, and now at the age of 13, he is still working with his precious mother, a single mom who has helped him establish a thriving cookie business. The company is called Mr. Corey's. He has been seen on Shark Tank. He has been with, quite a few people who have helped him, including the gentleman who hosts the program, the TV show called The Prophet. The Prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, The Prophet, who helps people who are at a stage in their business where they're struggling. Whether it's because they're struggling to maintain the business, whether they're struggling to take the business to the next level of growth, he steps in and helps them take it to the next level. Marcus Lemonis, I think that's how you pronounce his last name. I've seen the show several times, forgotten how to pronounce the last name. But Marcus joined with them. Helped them take it to the next level. Potential multi-million dollar deal with Amazon. I want you to hear from Mr. Corey, the CEO and the brainchild of Mr. Corey's Cookies.
Thomas, our wonderful friend, and we want to say thank you so much for supporting us, giving us good comments, giving us emails. Thank you so much. Me and my mom were reading through the emails, the majority of the emails. It was wonderful. Thank you for your advice. Thank you for everything so much. Thank you. Thank you. We're so excited for that. And I want to say, too, thank you for being patient with us for the cookie dough not really being ready now. We're taking it, me and my little elves and my mom, we're taking it one step at a time and working it around the clock, trying to get the cookie dough running. So we're hoping we should get the cookie dough running soon. Hopefully by around the holidays in 2014, in December probably. We are hoping, and thank you so much for waiting, being kind, and just saying, okay, I'm going to wait until these cookie dough is ready, because I know your mouth is like watering every day looking at these cookies, and you're like, I wanted Mr. Corey's cookies like right now. I want Mr. Corey's cookies to be a really big household name to serve all our customers and make sure every single one of you guys have Mr. Corey's cookie and have really good customer service. We don't want to be working really, really, really too fast and then our customer service is not going to be good for you guys and you guys can't get in touch. So we want our phone line to be, you could speak to a representative in about 2 to 3 minutes, not a long 45 or 50 minutes. Like you wait for a long time and you go to bed and the next day you go wake up and speak to them. I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful time, good customer service, interactive.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, at that age, he is focused on not only good cookies. He wants the cookies to be good, but he also, at that age, wants the customer service to be great. He wants them to have his customers have an overall great experience. Wow, what a CEO. And at that age. And it's so interesting, you know, Corey started his cookie company as a way to help buy a car for his mother. He wanted to finance a car for his mother. They live in New Jersey. His mother went from foster home to foster home as a child, eventually ran away. She ended up getting pregnant as a teenager, single mother, and really and truly, the way they explain it, they really had a tough, tough time. As a child, Corey wanted to help his mother. And so one of the things he wanted to do was help her finance a car. He began selling hot chocolate. From there, he upgraded to selling homemade, all-natural cookies. Homemade, all-natural cookies. He and his mother tested various ingredients, all natural ingredients. They did their taste test and finally came up with the one. They started with chocolate cookies. They branched out to other flavors of cookies. And I'm telling you, they are doing well, very well. They were wise enough to get help from some people who really know how to make business work. And I'm telling you, they are doing well. Selling cookies online, of course, I mentioned to you, their deal with Amazon. And one of the things that is great, if you could hear Corey's mother, Lisa, talk about this. And she, believe me, she has had a major role in the start of the company and the expansion of the company. One of the things that she wants to do is reach out to other single mothers to let them know they can experience a tremendous change in their lives. She talks about how for a long time she was hard on herself. She didn't feel good about herself. She didn't have positive thoughts about herself. She didn't think that she would amount to anything. Isn't it interesting that her son, at an early age, is the one who inspired her rather than the other way around? She had some doubts about how far she could take the company. In fact, she was convinced she couldn't take it even with help. I really take my hat off to Marcus, who let her know, no, you can do this. And he let her know he believes in her. This is another beautiful story for several reasons. I mentioned the fact that this is a single mother with a young son, and how the mother helped her son now. She helped him get these cookies going. All natural, original recipes. Together, they put these cookies together. He had the dream of this company becoming a worldwide player in the cookie business. Mom wanted it to happen, but she didn't see how it could. But she wouldn't give up. She wouldn't say it's not going to happen. She got in touch with some other people. And like I said, Marcus met with her. And so now we have a white man talking with a single black mother and her black male child, and letting them know he believed in both of them, and especially letting the mother know, I believe in you. I'm telling you, this is, in my mind, something great because of all the players here involved here. And a man stepping in, a white man stepping in, helping a black child and his mother on a major level in a major way. In ways that can have a positive impact on many, many other black, white, Asian, Hispanic, single mothers and their children for decades to come. Who knows where this will go? She's talking about hiring other single mothers, helping them do, you know, helping them see their dreams come true. You're talking about strengthening the economy. We all know that it's been said over and over and over again that small businesses are a major, major turner of our economy. And we have this white man. Yes, he is expecting to get something out of it, a return on his investment. He didn't just talk with them. They needed dollars, too. He invested dollars, and he expects a return on his investment. Sure, that's the way it works. They keep the majority of the company, and he helps them take it to another level. Interest from QVC and Target. I'm telling you, this is truly wonderful.
To provide everything that your customers want, everything that customers need. If you need help with us, if you need help with anything or need help or you want to give advice to us, just contact us. I want our customers to contact us and just say what they need or what do they think.
Mr. Corey, talking like someone who really cares about business, business, who genuinely cares about his customers. So, of course, you know, one of the questions I want to ask you, we've definitely we've heard from musicians, child musicians. We heard from a child motivational speaker and now a child business owner. I want to ask you, of what we've heard so far, how many of you suppose that, again, whether your child has any special challenges like ADHD or not, how many of you have picked up on the fact that maybe, there is a musician inside your child waiting to be released, or a singer inside your child waiting to be released, or a business owner, an entrepreneur inside your child waiting to be released and developed, a motivational speaker inside your child waiting to be released and developed. Okay, I want us to be really motivated to take a look at our children. I mean to really study them. Study our children. Find out what's going on. All right. Now, in the meantime, let's get ready to get back to looking at ways that we can particularly help our children who do indeed have ADHD. We're going to begin to look at some more tips on that in just a few.